The impact of colonialism on Africa and the African diaspora. As the sun sets behind the tall trees and the stars twinkle in the sky, let me tell you a story about the impact of colonialism on the African diaspora. This is a story of pain, struggle, and resilience, but it's also a story of hope and the strength of the human spirit. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, there were many great civilizations in Africa, such as the kingdoms of Ghana, then known as Gold Coast, Mali, and Songhai. They had rich cultures, languages, and traditions that they passed down from generation to generation. But then, something terrible happened. Foreign powers arrived on the shores of Africa, seeking to exploit its resources and people. European powers descended on Africa like vultures, carving up the land into colonies. They claimed the resources of Africa for their own benefit, leading to the exploitation and extraction of its wealth. The scramble for Africa. This period of intense colonization was known as the scramble for Africa, and it disrupted the existing social, political, and economic structures of the continent. African peoples were stripped of their freedom, dignity, and resources, and forced to work on plantations and mines. This marked a period of intense European colonization and political control over the African continent in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Prior to this, Africa was largely made up of independent states and territories, with some regions under the control of external powers such as Egypt, Ethiopia, and Morocco. The desire for economic and political power, coupled with a belief in the superiority of European civilization and culture, fueled the competition among European powers to claim territories in Africa. This led to significant political instability and conflict on the continent. The major European powers involved in the colonization of Africa included Britain, France, Germany, Belgium, Portugal, and Italy. Each of these powers claimed significant territories on the African continent, and some regions were divided up between multiple powers. The scramble for Africa had a profound impact on the continent's culture, with European powers imposing their cultural values and practices on African societies through violent means. Additionally, Europe exploited Africa's natural resources, using forced labor and extractive practices that negatively impacted the environment and African economies. The resistance. Despite the devastating consequences of colonialism, African societies have shown remarkable resilience and resistance to domination. As we continue to explore the legacy of the scramble for Africa, it is important to acknowledge both the harms inflicted on the continent and the ongoing efforts to heal and reclaim agency. But the impact of colonialism wasn't limited to Africa alone. The transatlantic slave trade, fueled by the European desire for cheap labor, resulted in the forced migration of millions of African people to the Americas and Europe. The history of the African diaspora is inextricably linked to the history of colonialism, and it has had a tremendous cultural impact. During the scramble for Africa, European colonial forces had overwhelming power, but African societies did not simply accept colonization. Throughout this period, there were numerous examples of resistance to colonialism, including armed uprisings and political organizing. Some of the most notable resistance movements include the Maji Maji Rebellion in Tanzania, the War for the Ashanti Golden Stool, IEYAA Asantewa War, and the Zulu War in South Africa. These movements demonstrate the resilience and determination of African societies in the face of colonial domination. Despite the resistance, colonialism had a profound impact on Africa and its diaspora. Socioeconomic impact. The social impacts of colonialism were evident in the forced imposition of European cultural ideals and practices on African nations, eroding local cultural traditions and marginalizing African voices and perspectives. The establishment of artificial borders and territories by European countries frequently overlooked pre-existing cultural and political identities, resulting in ongoing conflicts and political instability. Control over African civilizations was maintained by the use of violence and force, resulting in widespread trauma and societal devastation. The economic impacts of colonialism on Africa were equally damaging. Africa's natural resources were exploited, often using forced labor and extractive practices that had long-term negative impacts on the environment and on African economies. European powers often created economies that were dependent on the export of raw materials to Europe, leaving African societies vulnerable to fluctuations in global markets. Finally, European powers often neglected to invest in infrastructure or education in African colonies, leading to long-term economic underdevelopment. The political impacts. The political impacts of colonialism on Africa were also significant. Colonial powers often installed puppet governments in their colonies, leaving African societies without true political representation or agency. Additionally, the imposition of European political systems and values often ignored pre-existing political structures, leading to ongoing political instability and conflict. Colonial masters often used divide-and-conquer tactics to maintain control over their colonies, pitting different ethnic and religious groups against each other and perpetuating existing social divisions. The cultural and mental shock. The impact of colonialism on African culture and mental health cannot be understated. Colonizers frequently forced their own cultural values and practices on African civilizations, causing native cultural traditions to erode and African voices and perspectives to be marginalized. They also relied on violence and coercion to maintain control over African societies, leading to widespread trauma and social disruption. This has created mental health disparities and the ongoing struggle for healing and reconciliation. The legacy of exploitation, racism, and cultural erasure continues to be felt today, as African nations and communities around the world grapple with ongoing economic, social, and political challenges. Despite these challenges, there is also a powerful legacy of resistance, resilience, and cultural expression that has emerged from Africa and its diaspora. From the anti-colonial struggles of the mid-20th century to the ongoing fight for social justice and decolonization, African nations and communities have been at the forefront of many global movements for change. As we continue to explore the impact of colonialism on Africa and its diaspora, it is important to remember both the challenges and the possibilities. By acknowledging and learning from the past, we can work towards a more just, equitable, and culturally vibrant future for all people of African descent. There is hope and optimism in the growing movements for decolonization and reparations, as well as the ongoing cultural and artistic expressions of African diaspora communities. It is critical that we join together to address ongoing issues of economic and social justice, cultural expression, and political self-determination. Join SONA today to learn more about diaspora African history. Sent with blessings, Yinka. Principal at the School of New Africa.